Hour number two, Ford's Company, here on this week zero Saturday morning. Jake Lyman, Nick Frazier, Connor Newt, Jake Wallman. For those of you who aren't chronically online, like Nick Frazier, you had no idea what that last segment was about. Boom or doom with college football teams following the Costco guys.
I don't know if we scared him or...
He's being educated.
Yeah.
I'm being educated right now.
Nick Frazier's not going to be able to get off of AJ Bufumo's TikTok for the next
That's their name?
Six
Bufumos?
Hours. Yeah.
I didn't know that. Yeah. I just know them as AJ and Big Justice.
AJ and Big
the
Justice.
The Boomer Doom guys.
Or doom.
Yeah. Anybody over the age of 30 listening to us is probably like, these guys are idiots. Which we are.
Who let these kids on the air?
Okay. Good to know.
Anyway, we are going to have much more nuanced and civilized predictions for college football coming up at the bottom of the hour. But first, let's get back to our question of the day, which once again is, I know everybody's got their favorite college football team, but it doesn't always work out for your team. Who's that second team that you also root for? As long as they're not playing each other, a team that you want to see succeed. So again, you can text or call us 615-737-1025. Our phone lines driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Connor Newt, I know you're not big on the two-team idea,
yeah.
that you should have your one team and that's it, but who is that second team for you that you don't mind rooting for?
Louisville.
Oh, God. Don't even. This is a toss-up for me because I have two for reasons.
You can do 2A, 2B.
2A, 2B. Okay, 2A is Ole Miss because I have deep family connections to that one. My grandfather was actually on a national championship team for Ole Miss football. I've been there a few times in my life in the Grove in Oxford. I'm actually headed down there in a couple weeks to watch MTSU and Ole Miss do battle. Ole Miss Rebels are probably 2A, and then 2B is Notre Dame. Mm-hmm. The Catholic in me roots for the Irish. It's my mom's high school was Notre Dame in Chattanooga, so somehow she thinks that translates to college a little bit.
A little bit.
It's still big blue till I die.
Right.
Around the Newt household. But the Golden Helmets, they get a shout out from me. I'll cheer for them. It's going to be an interesting playoff if both of them make it because I'm not going to know what to do because Kentucky's not making it. Let's be honest with ourselves. But yeah, 2A, 2B, Ole Miss, I think, has a bit of the upper edge over Notre Dame just because of connections with my family and where I come from. But yeah, Ole Miss and Notre Dame, those are my two.
Okay, Jake?
See, for me, Virginia Tech is obviously my team. I grew up a Hokie fan. I went to Virginia Tech. Vanderbilt would be up there too, just having worked with the women's basketball team. I root for Vanderbilt in everything they do. But I think Oregon, for some reason, I don't know what it is. I enjoy rooting for the Ducks. Like, they're one of those kind of powerhouse college football teams that I don't hate. Like, I dislike rooting for Alabama, Ohio State, even Michigan now, even though they were kind of the underdog for a little bit there. I'm an Oregon guy. I root for the Ducks.
Gunner on our text line real quick says, no second teams.
Yeah, apparently Paul Kaharsky is not a fan of that.
I'm not a fan of that either. I'm not a fan of the second teams, but I mean, if you're like us and you, or me, and I have family connections or something, it's okay to have. This isn't 1A, 1B. This is if, you know, I'm diehard Kentucky. If Kentucky is 2-8, and I'm still going to cheer for them, but if Kentucky's 2-8 and Ole Miss is, you know, 8-2, I'll cheer for the Rebels.
Yeah.
Come on.
Another texture on our text line, 6438, says, he's a massive Tennessee fan. His best friend is an Auburn fan. And they root for each other's teams when they're not playing each other because of their mutual hate for Alabama.
Spend my dollar
on beer. maybe it's mutual hate that gets you. Boom. Mutual hate could get you another team. Like, hey, we have the same rival, so I'll root for your team, you root for my team, and we both root against the other team.
My buddy and I, he's a Tennessee fan, actually, but we have mutual hate of Florida.
There you go.
So
there it is.
We combine hatred on the third Saturday
of September.
September, and there we go.
This year it's in October.
Go Vols.
There we go. Yeah, Connor Newt's second team is Tennessee.
Yep.
Moving on, Nick Frick.
Yes, thank you. The dynasty of college football is with SMU. That's definitely somewhere on my list. Just I have somewhat of a love affiliation for that just program.
You just love programs that got the death penalty?
I guess. I mean, just this team is just gravitates towards me.
What's next, Michigan?
No.
Ole Miss is next.
No, it is definitely not Ole Miss. Good Lord, I am not going to be cheering for Ole Miss.
Go Rebs, baby.
No, my second team, my uncle is a big Penn State fan, and so anytime he comes into town, we watch Penn State games and such.
Whoa.
So, Happy Valley, it's a cool environment, too. I've never been. I would love to go. Like, I feel like a whiteout on like a Saturday night.
You a big Jimmy Frank crisp, fan?
A crisp Saturday night in Pennsylvania.
Imagine like... Yeah, it's Hershey, Pennsylvania. Imagine like all white snow, a whiteout, Penn State versus like Ohio State or Michigan.
Mo Bamba blasting in the background.
That too.
Like, we are Penn
State. Just something about it, you know?
I know. That's on my bucket list to get to is to go to State College. Virginia Tech was supposed to play a home and home with them, but the first one was in 2020 and it got canceled because of COVID. So then they canceled the other one because they weren't going to do one game without a return trip. So.
Gunner is officially my favorite texter, by the way. He says Brock Vandergrift, DeBerry and Brown combo will put Big Blue over the hump this year. Yes.
Hey, Matt Jones seems to think that it's not crazy for Kentucky to get to the college football playoff.
Well, Mac Jones is... but yeah, I agree. I will say, Brock Vandergrift, DeBerry and Brown won Coach Newt 2 national championships.
That is true.
That
is true.
Could happen.
Jake Wallman, do you have an answer for this?
So... I am obviously a Tennessee fan, born and bred, went to college there. But my second, I'm like Connor. I have a team A and a team B. My first team would be MTSU. I dabbled with
that's the, on mine too
with the Blue Raider Network a few years ago, producing games for them, and I have a family connection. My uncle played quarterback there in the 70s, so MTSU's number one, and then number two is West Virginia.
Okay.
My dad is from West Virginia, and so he grew up going to some games, and I'd love to kind of get to take him to a game. I know the Backyard Brawl is in Morgantown next year, so that could be a fun game to go to. If it's not Tennessee, it's either MTSU or West Virginia. Something about country roads and
Denver.
Yeah, John Denver, Milan Puskás Stadium, and yeah.
Did you know Country Roads is actually about Western Virginia, but not actually West Virginia?
Oh.
This guy.
Just the western region of the state of Virginia.
Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River, those are in Virginia, not West Virginia.
Take me home.
But he's heading to West Virginia.
I guess so. I don't have a problem with it. There are a lot of Virginia Tech fans who like to like make fun of
properly correct.
West Virginia. Should we? I think it fits West Virginia way better than Tech. So like, but I do like to bring that up.
Should we get into the Dixieland Delight debate while we're at it?
Yeah, it's a song.
Yeah,
about
it's
Tennessee.
A song about Tennessee on a Tennessee Saturday night.
I will say this: he mentioned MTSU real quick, briefly. I am very high on this MTSU program.
Yeah,
going into Conference USA.
Derek Mason.
Yeah, I mean. Big Joe Dubin's mentioned it before, 59 guys out of the portal coming into MTSU. Still got Nick Vadiato at the helm there.
Got some weapons now, too.
Yeah.
Amari Kelly, Kellen Stewart, Frank Pezant returning at running back.
Yeah.
You got some pieces, man.
And, like, that's the thing. When you have solid pieces on offense and defense, too, like, I think Derek Mason's going to be really good at MTSU. Maybe an 8-win season.
Wow.
Maybe.
And you can listen to those games on 93.3 Totally Hits Totally Nashville this year with Chip Walters and Big Joe Dubin.
Yeah. How about that?
Should be fun. Should be fun. Again, if you have an answer for us on who your second favorite team is in college football, let us know. 615-737-1025. Our phone line's driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Be sure to tune into 1025 The Game tomorrow for coverage of the Coke Zero Sugar 400. Coverage begins at 5:30 with the race starting at 6:30. Coverage also available on the 1025 The Game app and at TheGameNashville.com. We will take a break. When we come back, we will preview our Week Zero slate. Coming up with Florida State, Georgia Tech, just about 45 minutes away. Jake Lyman, Nick Frazier, Connor Newt, Jake Wallman, Force Company, 1025, 1063, The Game. This week's Nashville Best Deal is Bavarian Beer House, Nashville's only authentic German beer hall, a place full of fun, food, music, and most importantly, beer. Enjoy traditional German bratwurst, schnitzel, giant pretzels, and more in an Oktoberfest-inspired space. Head to thegamenashville.com/deals and get a $50 gift card for just $25 to Bavarian Beer House while supplies last. Four's Company, Jake Lyman, Nick Frazier, Connor Newt, Jake Wallman alongside you this morning. It is an all-college football hour number two as we gear up for the start of the new college football season. Florida State, Georgia Tech, we got game day on in studio. We are about 45 minutes away from kickoff in Dublin, Ireland. I know there's not any great games today, guys, but I promise you I am going home right after this, and I am going to sit there and watch FSU Georgia Tech like it's the national championship because we finally have meaningful college football back on our TV.
Whoa, whoa.
Yeah, you're going to get
do the chop. Yeah.
Pumped.
I mean, can't wait.
I got everything ready. Blackstone's ready. I mean, I can't get off my mind, guys.
What's on the menu today for the Blackstone?
Skirt steak with some grilled chicken, bell peppers.
What time are we eating?
Depends on when my buddy gets off work.
Okay. You inviting us all to the barbecue?
Yeah.
Throw some pineapple on the grill and I'm there.
You're more than welcome to come by. All of y'all are more than welcome to come by.
I will be in here tonight.
I can.
And so for our listeners, Nick Frazier's address is...
Nope, it is not. I don't live anywhere.
Anywhere at all?
Nope.
Nick Frazier lives wherever he is in the moment.
Wherever the wind takes you.
Yeah, it's very true.
It was National Ride with the Wind yesterday.
It was. Yes. Oh, that was fun. That was fun.
Three other games today. I'm trying to think in order. I believe it's Montana State, New Mexico is second. Then it'll be SMU, Nevada. And then rounding it out with Delaware State, Hawaii. Well, we're going to pick all four of these games coming up later. But do you guys care that none of these games really matter? Like, I'm not going to care about any of the other three, like the other six teams playing outside of Florida State, Georgia Tech throughout the season. But
it's football.
It's football. It's on. I'm going to watch it.
It's real meaningful football.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm watching.
And then next week, we have a great week one slate. Georgia-Clemson is the highlight, I think. That is in Atlanta. It's A&M and who in Notre Dame in College Station, right? That's Elko versus Riley Leonard, the former Duke guys squaring off down at Kyle Field. And then on Sunday, we get LSU-USC, Virginia Tech-Vanderbilt here in Nashville. Tennessee opens against Chattanooga.
Kentucky-Southern Miss, massive game.
Huge game.
Huge
playoff
game.
Implications yeah. all
in,
over that
in
one.
In week one. I mean, you can't go wrong. Go Big Blue.
You can't leave out Nick Frazier's Bulldogs
Thank
with
you.
Eastern Kentucky
yes.
coming to town.
Oh, yeah, EKU.
Big Joe's best buddy, Walt Wells, is the head coach at EKU. And I believe EKU's they got a pretty good program, so hopefully Jeff Libby and the Bulldogs are ready. They're projected about 3 to 4 wins this season. I'm hoping to at least get 6. I'm a little bit more optimistic than other people about Mississippi State. I think Jeff Libby's getting the bad end of the stick here. I think they got a good ball club, just the matter of the defense if they're going to hold up in this SEC.
Are they bringing back the throwbacks this year?
I believe so.
Those are sweet.
Yeah, I like the inscription of State on the helmet. Yeah, those were great. Along with the old school just all white helmet, and they had the number and such. The gray.
Well, they
face
did the new carbon fiber ones.
Carbon fiber maroon is sweet.
Yep.
Four games today, but did not mention we've got Thursday. There's like 24 games that are getting played next Thursday, including a couple of intriguing ones. Colorado, North Dakota State, Coach Prime starting off year two with the Buffaloes. North Carolina, Minnesota out in Minneapolis. So that one will be fun. And then you've got a bunch of teams that, you know, it's probably going to be a blowout, but ranked teams, North Carolina State, Missouri, Kansas, Utah, all playing Cam Rising. 25 years old, playing college football for the youths. Yes, year 7. And then on Friday, you've got Oklahoma Temple, Michigan State, Florida Atlantic, Duke Elon, and Stanford TCU. Stanford's first game is an ACC school. So pretty much once we get through the next 40 minutes, we're back to football. Like, we can roll into next week, and we've got football Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and we're only a week away after that from Sunday football. The offseason, usually it takes a while. I feel like this one flew by. It's kind of snuck up on me that we're back to actual football season.
Yeah, we're here, man. We are so here.
We made it.
Sorry, everyone is... All right,
no, yes. I mean, I'm, like you said, I'm excited to watch the games today. I'm here at the station all day, so I'll be watching here. Call me at 615-737-1025.
You guys can chat.
We'll chat. I'll proudly take the Kentucky fans in Nashville. Call me. Blue always gets in. Anyways, back to college football.
You guys mentioned earlier about USC LSU. You know, the pageantry around that game, the ambiance, the names, and just in general, it gravitates towards the television for sure. I don't think you're going to get the same production on the field
from either team.
See, that's the thing.
Yeah, that's in Las Vegas.
Yeah, it's in Vegas, and it's on a Sunday next week. And I just feel like if you're a TV program that has the rights to all these college football games, flex it out. I know they've been hyping up for months on end, but give us a little bit of better matchup.
Imagine
it's a draw, though, because both have massive fan bases.
Yeah, but...
Yeah. LSU's done this the last 2 years because they played Florida State on the Monday.
Yeah, I remember I was producing that game. They missed the extra point, right?
Yes. Yeah, they played in the Superdome 2 years ago, and then they played at a Camping World in Orlando last year. Imagine if this LSU-USC game was week one last year, though.
Oh,
Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels.
The number one and two pick going at it?
I know.
Oh, now that's must-see TV.
Now we get Garrett Nussmeier.
I like Garrett Nussmeier.
And then I'm blanking on USC.
He played in the bowl game last year.
Starts with a W, right?
Well, I know Malachi Nelson transferred out.
Yes,
and didn't get the job.
Win the starting job.
Didn't get the starting
five-star
job.
Five-star bust. Busted gem.
Which is interesting to me because...
Miller Moss.
I was about to say Mason Moore, and then I realized that's a Kentucky
I knew it was alliteration. I thought it... maybe it was Deadpool, Wade Wilson, that I was thinking of, but no. Miller Moss.
Yeah. It is interesting, though, because Boise State, for example, they're a team that's, one of the G5 schools that, could obviously be pretty good this year. Well, you have a guy like Malachi Nelson who transfers to them and doesn't win the starting job. It goes to show you that there is... still solid talent at that level. Whereas if you come in from a top Power 5 school, or I guess you call it Power 4 now, you're not always guaranteed a spot on a lower tier team.
I know. No Pac-12. We've only got two. Nick Saban has made his 12-team prediction for the college football playoff. We're looking here on game day. Georgia, Ohio State, Florida State, Utah, they get the byes. And then Texas, Oregon, Alabama, he had to put his tied in there.
At least he didn't have them winning the SEC.
True.
That is true.
Way to take off the crimson glasses.
Yes,
there,
he had Georgia there. And he had Texas ranked higher than Alabama, which Nick Saban
said.
He
did say,
He Georgia said Texas isn't going to come in here and run the SEC. Did have Liberty in as the group of five, and Penn State was in there as well.
Against Ole Miss.
I'm trying to remember now. They had it up there for 20 seconds. But the 12-team playoff... Although we're excited for these slates of games during the non-conference season.
There's Herb Streets.
Oh, here's Herb Street. He's got Boise State as the G5 guy. Georgia, Ohio State, Clemson, Utah.
Missouri.
There we go. Missouri is the 7, Florida State the 10, Notre Dame in as well.
Big Ten bias with Ohio State at number 2.
I do. And Clemson, too, because his son went to Clemson, didn't he?
They played here in at NBA.
They did.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
They
sure did.
I will say, though, that with the 12-team playoff and the auto bids for the P4 conference champions, I mean, do these non-conference games matter as much as they used to? Yes, if you want one of those 7 at-large bids, you need it. But if Georgia loses to Clemson, does it really impact their run to a national championship all that much?
Not necessarily. But I could see where the committee could put it into factor to where if they're going off of strength of schedule and stuff, because the committee does all that.
Yeah.
They go into strength of schedule. They go into how many points you go up against so much, so whoever you play. It gets the nitty gritty. But overall, with a team like Georgia who's built a dynasty pedigree the last couple of seasons, probably not.
Georgia, not realistically, but. It could happen. They go 0-4 in their non-conference, if that happened, but they go 8-0 in the SEC, win the SEC championship, they're still going to get a bye in the college football playoff and have to win 3 games to win a national championship. Mm. So that's the that's the difference this year, is that if you are a Power Four conference champion, it doesn't matter what you did in the non-conference. Yeah. You are in, and most likely you're getting a bye.
It also brings in the factor of your red shirts, because it's, what, two games, and then their red shirt is called off, right?
Four.
Play them all four, or all, I guess three, and keep the extra one there.
I think you can play up to four. You can play four. As long as you don't play five, you can still redshirt.
Well, that's perfect. You're getting those guys reps in key games that could matter or couldn't matter, either or.
How hilarious would that be if Georgia just said, you know what, Carson Beck, you're not playing in any of the non-conference games. All that matters is that we win the SEC. Because they're not going to...
Redshirt senior.
They're not ranking the SEC champion lower than the Group of Five champion that gets in. No, so right. You're getting a bye, and you are three games away from a national championship as long as you win your SEC games.
I don't see why that's not a good way to do it. You should do that. You should. I'm all for it now.
It won't happen. But
Nick Frazier says, redshirt Carson Beck.
No, I'm not saying redshirt all these guys. No, I'm saying if you are a redshirt and you're on a team like a Georgia or a team like maybe a Tennessee or Alabama, play your red shirts. Let them get experience in key games that to them are key games, but to the overall perspective of it all, doesn't really matter that much. Because like you said, if they go on to win the SEC championship, they're in for it.
Well, and Big Joe made a point yesterday that I agree with as well. The worst thing that can happen for a team trying to win a national championship is to lose in their conference championship game. Let's say the SEC has Georgia's the number one team in the country, Alabama's number three, Texas is number five, and Georgia and Alabama play in the SEC championship. I would much rather just be Texas, who, hey, you're the number five team in the country, you are into the college football playoff, and you get to rest up for that first round game. Instead of Alabama, if they lose to Georgia, you just played a whole extra game, and now you've got to turn around and play in a first round college football playoff matchup.
If you get in at all. I mean, there's a possibility.
Yeah, that's true.
Depending on record, like let's say Texas is 10-2, but their two losses are in conference play, and Alabama is, I don't know, 9-3, but they're undefeated in conference play. I don't know.
It's a good point.
Yeah.
It's a good point. And I think we're going to learn a lot about how teams maneuver the 12-team playoff this year, because it is so different. It's not like we went from 10-12. We went from 4-12. It is a huge jump, and I think we'll know a lot more about how this is all going to work out. Even seeing it on the college football video game, you don't really know how things are going to sort themselves out this year. So excited for that. It keeps a lot more fan bases intrigued throughout the season because everybody's got a shot. You win your conference, you are in.
If you're a team that is in a position to win your conference title and you can rest some guys for those four games, take advantage of it, because shame on the College Football Playoff Committee for making this the way it is.
Yeah.
That is on them. Take advantage of what they've done.
Yeah, and again, I'll mention it as like a Virginia Tech fan. In years past, if we snuck in to the ACC Championship, like usually it's, like last year, it was Florida State and Louisville. Louisville just kind of snuck in to the ACC Championship. Last year, if they had won, they weren't making the 4-team College Football Playoff.
No.
This year, they would, which is awesome. They would make the 12-team college football playoff and probably get a bye, which is really cool. It keeps fan bases intrigued throughout the entire season. Speaking of which, we're going to make our predictions coming up next. We are going to go through our predictions for the college football season as we are 30 minutes away from kickoff. We're going to go through the SEC champion. We're going to give our playoff surprise team, our biggest disappointment, Heisman winner, and, of course, our national champion. Coming up next, Force Company, here on 102.5 and 106.3 The Game. Force Company, Saturday mornings, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Jake Lyman, Nick Frazier, Connor Newt, Jake Wallman with you this morning as we get you set for the college football season. Week zero, starting in 30 minutes over in Dublin, Ireland, Florida State, and Georgia Tech. We're going to make our picks for all four college football games today coming up in the next segment. But first, we're making full season predictions. We are going to predict the SEC champion. We're going to pick a playoff surprise, our biggest disappointment, Heisman winner, and our national champion. Boys, are you ready? All right.
So ready.
Let's start with the SEC championship. A lot of good options this year. And no more divisions. Correct? Yep.
Yes.
No divisions. No more divisions. So top two teams get in. They released the tiebreaker scenarios the other day, ending with a random draw of teams that are tied. So who do you guys have in the SEC championship, and who's winning it? We'll start with Connor Newt.
Man, it's a tough one. I'm between two teams, but I'm going to go with the safest option and go Georgia. Georgia, I will never bet against them. I mean, the only time I did, well, last year I bet for them against Alabama, and that didn't go so well. But I feel like they're better this year. Carson Beck is more of a proven quarterback in this offense. Plus, they added some pieces. London Humphreys locally from Vanderbilt. Trevor Etienne from Florida. Obviously, brother of Travis over in Jacksonville. And then the Georgia defense is always, always going to smash. So I got to go Georgia, SEC champions.
I am in the same camp as that. I'm going to go Georgia and Texas in the SEC championship game.
That was mine.
Yep, Texas, there you go. I think it'll be a good quarterback matchup between Quinn Ewers and Carson Beck. Are we doing Heisman's now or just wait?
No, we'll just do SEC to start.
Gotcha. Yep, that's my SEC guy there.
I will go same matchup, but I'll take Texas. Ooh. I think Texas wins the SEC championship. Georgia, the last couple years, when they've lost, it's been in Atlanta in these SEC championship games.
Which is weird.
Which is strange, but I'm going to say that it happens again. But who knows? Maybe Georgia still makes a run in the college football playoff. Jake Wallman,
Jake.
Who you got?
So I'm going – there's obviously, you know, we all have new players in the SEC championship game matching up with Georgia. But mine is not Texas. I'm going with Ole Miss.
Ooh.
Wow.
Yeah, I believe in Lane Kiffin. Lane, if you're listening, thanks for the follow on Twitter, by the way.
Whoa.
Hey there.
Yeah, I just believe in Lane Kiffin and Jackson Dart and what they're building down there. So, but I do think Georgia wins the SEC. Mm.
All right, so a lot of Georgia. I'm going with Texas as the SEC champion. Let's go with our surprise playoff team. So, I guess we'll say we'll judge you one at a time based on whether it's actually a surprise here.
Are we banning G5?
No. Yeah, no G5 because there's probably only one. And I would say have to be outside the top 11 of the AP top 25.
Okay.
That's fair.
So
I'll ban the Wildcats for myself.
Connor, do you have...
I guess if Connor's banning Kentucky, I got to ban Tennessee.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And I will ban Virginia Tech. I can't pick the Hokies.
I got one.
Okay, perfect.
I got
go,
it.
Connor.
Give me the Wolfpack. NC State.
NC State.
Wow. I like NC State this year. I do not believe they were ranked. If they were, it was on the low end of the AP poll. But I like them to win or at least contend for the ACC championship. I think it'll be between them and Virginia Tech. But I like the Wolfpack. Give me the Wolfpack, man. They're growing something down there.
Nick Frazier?
I'm going with the Vols. I think they're a playoff team this year.
It's true. Your orange shaded glasses.
Yeah. Apparently, I'm.
If I couldn't pick them, somebody had to.
Yeah. Apparently, I'm a
that's
fate closet
right
Vols
there.
Fan.
Body swappers
people.
Right here. Yeah.
No, I'm just a closet Vols fan. Apparently, to some people. I do like this. I mean, ever since Josh Heupel came to the SEC, I fell in love with his offense. Just it's so quick. It's fat, like quick and fast, all the above. But just the way he's able to spread the ball out on offense, I've fallen in love with it. After playing college football video game for so long and watching him
spread
in real
it out.
Life. Like
NC State always gets in my game for some reason.
And so I just think the Vols, they have it this year. The depth in the offensive line, if Nico is everything that he's as advertised, this team, like Michael Jordan says, the ceiling is the roof. There is no roof for this team.
You guys ready for this?
Uh-oh.
Maybe it would sound crazy 3 years ago. Give me the Kansas Jayhawks getting in.
Wow. Okay.
I don't disagree with that.
Jalen Daniels, not Jaden, Jalen, taking the Jayhawks as one of the last couple teams into the college football
Rock
playoff.
Rock chalk, baby.
What? Rock chalk Jayhawk.
Yeah.
What? How? I just want to know.
They're ranked number 22 in the country
they're
heading into
team,
the
man.
Year.
They're a good team.
I'm going Kansas. I don't think the Big 12 is going to be all that tough this year.
No.
Okay.
Like, there's not... Is Kansas State, Oklahoma State, and Utah, I think, are the only Big 12 teams ranked ahead of Kansas. I think it's possible, and I think Kansas ends up winning the Big 12 and going into the college football playoff.
Best playbook in the game, by the way, Kansas.
Really?
That's what I rock. Lots of triple option.
I mean, Jake's not far off on this schedule. He is absolutely right. They don't have that tough schedule.
The Big 12 is meh this year.
Yeah. I mean, they lost their two biggest players.
So. I'm going to stay in the Big 12, and I'm going to go with Oklahoma State.
Okay. Ollie Gordon.
That's a good pick.
They don't have to contend with Oklahoma anymore. You know, I've always kind of been a fan, a closet fan of Oklahoma State and Mike Gundy. Just, he's, you know, I'm a man, I'm 40, all that stuff.
He had to pick an orange team, too.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
It's in my contract. I don't know if you guys knew that.
It's in the contract.
But I just think that Oklahoma State has the ability to take that next step now that Oklahoma is no longer in the picture.
All right. We got some good surprises there. Everybody went a little bit off the grid with that one. I like it. Biggest disappointment. Maybe this is one of the teams that we said doom for back in Newt's notes.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking.
Anybody have one coming to the top of mind?
Missouri.
You're going,
I know,
Missouri?
And I doomed them. I don't believe in Eli Drinkwitz and what they have there. Plus, I think he's kind of a dweeb.
Dorkwitz, as they call him. We stand on business. He said that after one of the games.
Yeah.
It was after Tennessee. Yeah.
My buddy calls Josh Heupel Joff every time he...
Bobby Hill is Bobby what I Hill. Refer to him as.
Bobby Hill. Yeah. Missouri's a good pick. I'm going to go Ohio State as the doom.
That's what I was thinking, too.
Yeah. Like you said with Drinkwitz, I don't believe in Ryan Day. I don't think he's a great game manager. I don't think he knows how to manage a roster either. So I think Ohio State will be the biggest disappointment this
year.
It's
the doom for the playoff team, right?
Just biggest disappointment
in general.
Man, that's tough. I'm saying Alabama.
I can see it. I went boom for them, but I could also see it going the other way.
Yeah, I'm sticking to my guns with Alabama. There's some regression on this team. Nick Saban accounts for at least two wins on that schedule. You can't just say that just because they have the same amount of guys and almost the same quality of players that the coach doesn't have a factor into it. I think Nick Saban has at least two wins of a factor onto that schedule. Excuse me.
I've got two in my mind. I was going to go Ohio State, but I'm going to audible here. I was thinking about the team right behind me here, Florida State, but I'm going to go with Michigan.
Yeah.
I think coming off the national championship, you lose your quarterback, your head coach. There's a lot of drama going on around that program. I think they're going to take a pretty big step back. Michigan does not make the playoff this year.
Won't they also be without Sharon Moore for a game or?
Possibly.
Maybe.
I don't know
if he did get suspended.
I didn't see news on
it. I could be wrong.
I heard a rumor, but I don't.
I think one of their receiver coaches ended up getting suspended, I believe.
Yeah. He was suspended for last year's season opener.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not this year. I don't think.
Yeah, I don't think there's any suspensions heading in.
Not yet.
It says could face suspension. That's from earlier this month, so I guess we'll see. I will go with Michigan. Let's round it out with the two most important picks. Heisman winner, national championship. Let's start with the best individual player in college football. Connor Newt, who you got?
Oh, man. This is tough. I'm between two. Give me Dillon Gabriel out of Oregon.
Oregon Ducks.
Wow. Transferred, obviously, over from Oklahoma. He's got a lot of weapons out there. Evan Stewart coming over from Texas A&M. And, of course, the star, whose name I'm blanking on right now. But I love me a Landanning offense. I call him Landanning. Dan Lanning. Yeah. I also call Dan Campbell Can Damble. So,
okay.
Yeah. Dillon Gabriel, give it to me.
Nick Frazier,
go Ducks.
I have three players. They're kind of all in different positions, but obviously the open favorite for me is Carson Beck. But the other two might give me an eyebrow raise, but Quentin Judkins, the running back.
Quinshon Judkins.
Thank you. And then the last one is, I have to put him in there because he's a two-way player, Travis Hunter.
Yeah.
You can't go wrong with that. Those are my top three.
Travis.
In order.
Travis, I mean, individually, I think he could get in, but I think Colorado's record will keep him out of that conversation.
He would have to have a huge season. If like, let's say Colorado goes 5-7, he would have to blow everyone away.
If he leads the nation in interceptions on defense and ends up scoring like 9 or 10 touchdowns,
it's possible.
There's got to at least open the door for the kid.
You guys don't like Missouri. I'm doubling down. Luther Burden.
No.
Luther
Burden, yeah. Heisman winner. Wow.
Luther Burden is your Heisman winner as Missouri goes to the college football playoff. Jake Wallman.
You know, I was thinking about this. It's kind of funny how the Heisman Award and the NFL MVP Award parallel. They're both quarterback awards.
Right.
And as much as I want to choose something different, I think Carson Beck at Georgia will take this one this year. Hmm.
It's a good pick. Honestly, he's the favorite, right?
So Dylan Gabriel is.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't realize I took the favorite.
I thought it was Carson Beck.
No. It's Dylan Gabriel and then Carson Beck.
Man, I thought I was being different.
Interesting.
By a handsome margin.
And then yours is probably up there too, I would guess. He's Milroe. Third.
Yep. It goes Gabriel, Beck, yours, Will Howard.
ESPN did a simulation and CFB 25 had Jalen Milroe winning the Heisman.
He is broken in that game, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very.
Yeah. All right. Time to crown a champion. Who, before week zero starts, and we will revisit this in January, who is winning the national championship?
I'm doubling down. Give me the Ducks. Quack, quack. Oregon.
Come back to me, please.
I'm going to Oregon, too.
Yeah.
Go Ducks. Dan Lanning. He didn't go to Alabama. He stayed true to Oregon, and he's going to win national championship.
Dan Lanning, Oregon.
Wow.
Wow.
Three for three on Oregon, which means that they're going to go 8-4.
Yeah. I think Georgia does it.
I was waiting for you.
Somebody's got it.
That's a safe pick.
I mean, obviously I'm taking the safe, easy pick here, but they're strong. Absolutely strong.
We tried to be, I think all three of us probably tried to be different by taking Oregon.
Yeah.
It's like,
I was like, I thought you were going to take Oregon, and then Wallman came out of nowhere with it. I was like, whoa.
I love it.
It's either Georgia or Texas. Like, those are the two best teams preseason-wise for me that are the best in the country. And for Georgia's sake, yeah, they've had a lot of off-the-field issues with their roster and pertaining to street racing and such, but
you know. Need for speed.
Bold prediction before we go to break. I think Georgia's off-the-field issues come back to bite them at some point this season.
Sure, maybe like one or two games, but I don't think it affects their overall outcome.
But, I mean, hey, you know, if you lose one game and it's a bad loss.
This is the Tennessee coming at him.
He's mad. He's mad. They stand on business.
He didn't take Tennessee to win it all. Are you kidding me?
I think Georgia might have, like, two mulligans. Like, I think Georgia could go maybe even three. I think Georgia might be able to go 9-3 and still make the playoff no matter what happens.
Yeah.
Georgia will be in those final 12 teams. We got Oregon. We got the Ducks. There we go.
I was between the Ducks and the Irish.
We will revisit these. Maybe I should write all this down, like go listen back and write down all of our picks. That way it's easy to find when I'm right in January.
There we go.
do like Ian does for Jared.
Yeah, the guarantee sheet.
The book of guarantees, yes.
Yes, we will have to keep track of these. Those are our preseason predictions. Again, we are 15 minutes away exactly from the college football season, Florida State and Georgia Tech in Dublin. We'll pick that game along with the other three Week Zero contests coming up next as we wrap up the show. Four's Company on the Saturday morning, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Final segment on this Saturday morning before football season officially kicks off. Jake Lyman, Nick Frazier, Connor Newt, Jake Wallman.
I feel like I'm here on 50s
Four's
Diner right
Company.
Now.
I know.
Back here just picking songs.
We love it.
I'll take a steak sandwich with fries and a chocolate milkshake.
I'll take 18 double cheeseburgers.
Four's Company. I don't even know where to go with that. Jake Lyman, Nick Frazier, Connor Newt, Jake Wallman. We're going to make our picks here for the first weekend, week zero of the college football season, which again gets started shortly. We've got College Game Day on behind us. It looks like the crew and cast of College Game Day have gone inside the stadium here to finish up the show as we get set for kickoff. Florida State, Georgia Tech, we'll save that one for the end because that is the biggest game of the weekend, the only Power 4 matchup, Power 4 on Power 4 matchup. We've got SMU with their first game as an ACC school coming up.
Watch out, Nevada.
And we will start with Montana State and New Mexico. This is a weird one. It's in Albuquerque, in New Mexico. Montana State is an FCS team, but they are favored by 13 points. Where are we going here, guys? Nick Frazier, why don't you lead us off?
I'm gonna lean towards New Mexico here, just because, you know, just there's something about them. I mean, now losing Diego Pavia to Vanderbilt.
That's New Mexico State.
Oh.
Lobos.
Oh, excuse me.
Lobos.
I got that all mixed up.
The Aggies are the ones who have had the exodus to Nashville.
Yes, that's right. Oh, boy.
Learn Lobo, buddy.
Sorry. I got my brain all situated. Yeah, that's tough. That is tough. Can we go to, you know, Connor over here? I'll just come
yeah,
back.
Connor.
got to reevaluate my
Nick Frazier's got to reset his whole
stadium pulse.
Stadium pulse. My goodness.
I'm going to go Montana State. I know they're heavily favored, but the Lobos are not good, we'll say. I'm not actually sure what Montana State's mascot is, but
Bobcat.
Bobcat.
Give me the cats, baby.
I will go with Montana State as well.
Yeah, I think last year Montana State was in their FCS playoff like multiple times.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're a big FCS powerhouse. Still thinking New Mexico.
Still going with the Lobos.
Still
going
to go with the Lobos.
Sheamus is on College Game Day right now, and he has the World Heavyweight Championship belt, and I don't know why.
It's just glitz and glamour.
Yeah, he's not the champion.
It's glitz and glamour. It's all
right. You don't get the belt. You're not the champion.
He's not touching it.
He brought it in. He walked in.
He's a European ambassador.
He's not the champion.
Jake Wallman, Bobcats or Lobos?
I think this is a really interesting game. And I've always been a fan of Bronco Mendenhall for some reason, even you know going all the way back to his time at BYU. So I'm going to go with New Mexico.
Mm. So we're split there. Two on the Bobcats, two on the Lobos. Let's go to your Pony Express, Nick Frazier.
Yes.
SMU, Nevada. First game for the Mustangs as an ACC squad. This one is in Reno. 7 o'clock kick. Are you going Pony Express, Mr. Frazier?
I am Pony Express. They're actually my dark horse to win the ACC this year. I know that sounds crazy. I have them doing really, really well, really, really well to adjust to the ACC.
Preston Stone's a good quarterback for them. I will go SMU big in this one over Nevada.
Make it three. I'll take the Pony Express for my good friend.
Do the Wolfpack get a savior?
Nevada keeps it close for a half, but SMU pulls it out.
I think SMU wins by like 35 today.
I'm with you. I think it's 30-plus from SMU. 10:59 Central Time, 11:59 Eastern Time, out on the islands of Hawaii, the Delaware State Hornets. They missed their flight. They made it out there.
Didn't they miss a bus at some point this weekend?
It was a mess.
What, they paddleboard out there?
Yeah, something like that. The Rainbow Warriors or the Hornets? I found out this week, Teron Davenport's Delaware State Hornets.
I heard that.
He went to school there. I guess didn't finish his college career there, but he went there. So, Delaware State, Hawaii.
They got nice colors, too.
Mm. They do.
I don't know much about Delaware State. I'm just going to take Delaware State.
Wow.
The underdogs.
39-point dogs.
I'm fine with that. You want to know why? Hawaii always seems to just let America down every time they play week zero, week one.
Well, Delaware State's in America.
No, I'm saying Hawaii.
State versus the United States.
No, what I'm saying is Hawaii always lets down America, like the universe of America. Yeah, like
people want to root for the Bows.
That's what I'm just trying to say.
Go Warriors.
They're both in America. I know that.
Every team is in America.
I know that, Connor. I was just explaining that America wants to see Hawaii do well, but they never do
I'm just giving you a hard time.
It's okay. My words are kind of jumbled today, all right?
You know what? Since I gave you a hard time, I'll join you. Give me the 39-point dogs in the ultimate underdog story of missing your flight, making it all the way to the islands of Hawaii from the north, and taking down the Bows. Give me Delaware State.
I'm taking the Bows. Give me the Rainbow Warriors.
Let's go.
Yeah, Hawaii.
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 You two are wrong in this one. I do think Delaware State covers, but give me Hawaii.
All right, and the marquee matchup of the day coming up in less than 10 minutes out in Dublin, Ireland, Florida State, Georgia Tech. Where are we going here, guys? I know we talked about this a little bit before the show. We'll start with Nick Frazier.
Yeah.
Seminoles or Yellow Jackets?
I'm on Florida State. I think Florida State is just – obviously there's going to be some regression this year, but I don't think Georgia Tech is kind of their, you know, hardest matchup of the season. Nonetheless, Georgia Tech is a good ball club. I just think the running game with Florida State is going to be a big factor this year because you don't know what you have on the outside.
I want to, but I'll go Florida State too. Everyone, this is the upset everyone's picking, which makes me think it's not going to happen. So I'll go with the Seminoles
too. I'm doing it. Give me the Ramblin' Wreck. Georgia Woo! Tech, Yellow Jackets, get a big win in Dublin. Haynes King, they're gonna do it. And Florida State, I gave them a doom. I think they're going to have a slightly down year, not going undefeated, and I think it starts today in Dublin, Ireland.
Okay.
Jake Wallman.
I really like Brent Key in the way he's turned around Georgia Tech, but I got to go with Florida State.
I'm lone wolfing over here.
Yeah, you are.
Lone loboing.
It's like in Endgame when Captain America is just faced off with the entire – I sound like such a nerd right now.
I've got all of Atlanta behind me.
There you go. I'm fully invested into Delaware State now.
Hey, 10:15, are you guys staying up?
Yeah.
I have to be here at 6 a.m. tomorrow, so I will not –
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, it was me.
No.
Oh.
Hey.
Is it? Oh, no, it is you.
Yeah, it is me.
Oh.
It is you. So, I think I will stay up for that.
I'm glad we got our Cromwell Media scheduling conflicts fixed live
the
on air.
The many things that Force Company brings the community in Nashville.
There you go.
I will be in here till about midnight, so I will at least watch the first half of that game between Delaware State and
Hawaii.
I might
stick it on the laptop and play college football myself.
I guess people don't know the Sickos Committee Twitter account.
Yes.
But that's how I kept joking that is the Sickos game of the
week. He didn't know the Sickos Committee.
He didn't know the Sickos. He was like, what is that? I was like, the Sickos Committee. Like,
The Hawaii Delaware State game reminds me of it being at 11 o'clock, reminds me of John Rothstein always tweeting out like the standalone game between St. John's and some no-name school playing at noon on a Tuesday.
Standalone game.
In some high school gym.
Yep. Delaware State, Hawaii. One of our four great games today. College football has returned. And next week, we will not be here on Saturday because Vanderbilt Virginia Tech is at 11 a.m., so their pregame will start at 9:30. Mm-hmm. We will not have a show on Saturday, but we will be here on Sunday, and we'll be able to recap a first full weekend of college football. And get you ready for NFL season.
How about it?
It'll be fun. 9 to 11 next Sunday instead. And we will be able to recap what should be a huge day of college football. And again, we'll have two games coming up in the NFL that week as well, with Ravens and Chiefs to open the season. And then, of course, in Sao Paulo, Brazil.
Yep.
Packers and Eagles. Coming up on the station the rest of the day, live Commodore Hour from Door Jam, 2 p.m. With Andrew Allegretta and Kevin Ingram. Make sure you tune in for that. We'll also have Cowboys and Chargers preseason and the Coke Zero 400, it looks like. So should be fun. Sounds are on 94.9 at 6:20 as well. Lots to listen in the rest of the day. That does it for us. You're on Four's Company. Jake Lyman, Nick Frazier, Connor Newt, Jake Wallman. Enjoy college football. It is back. We will talk to you next Sunday at 9 a.m. on Four's Company here on 102.5 and 106.3 The Game.
See ya.